This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Now, this is pretty funny when you think about it. So today you're going to be hearing a lot of news updates. You know, I'm sure Fox News is going to break out the dong, dong, breaking news update alert once again here. Because you know, all the flights should be back to normal today now that, you know, all the federal government shutdown is over and everything's back up and running. Now, the federal government shutdown was ended last week when a handful of Senate Democrats finally voted with Republicans to reopen the government. But it, you know, takes a while. You cause that much chaos, which the Democrats certainly love to do here of late, and it's going to take a while to unravel that chaos. I mean, just look at inflation. And the 4 years of the chaos of Joe Biden and John Tester and what and the harm that they did to this country. But, yeah, you're going to hear all the dongs and the breaking news updates here this morning. You know, isn't it funny to think about what we did not miss during the federal government shutdown? What we did not hear about during the federal government shutdown? I mean, it was as if nobody even cared about this government agency. Everybody was intently focused on the FAA and air traffic control, what's going on in the aviation industry, and what's going to go on with this, and what's going to go on with that. Did you guys, isn't it kind of funny to sit back and think, like, what did people not care about during the government shutdown? What did even most of the mainstream media, I don't even think they did any news stories. Nobody cared about the Federal Department of Education. I mean, isn't that kind of funny when you think about it? Like, the Federal Department of Education was also shut down during the so-called government shutdown, and nobody cared. I mean, that's pretty interesting when you think about it. I saw nobody did any news updates. I don't even think we talked about the Department of Education once in the 43 days that the federal government was shut down. Did we? I don't know. You guys tell me if I'm missing something. Anyway, this was hysterical when it caught my eye. Earlier this morning, I was, you know, doing my normal rounds of show prep, trying to, you know, read as many different sources as I possibly could. And, of course, this HP printer still stinks, so I've wasted a bunch of time trying to work on that stupid thing. But anyway, so I just haven't done all my normal show prep here, but I did see this guest opinion column from Linda McMahon, the Secretary of the Department of Education. It was printed in USA Today. And she says this, here's the opener of her piece here. The shutdown proved just how little the Department of Education will be missed. The government shutdown proved an argument that conservatives have been making for 45 years. The Department of Education is mostly a pass-through for funds that are best managed by the states. Anyway, I'll give you some more highlights from this guest opinion column by Linda McMahon. But, yeah, I mean, think about it. I don't know. You guys send me a message on the app, or, Chris, you can call in as well. But think about it. I mean, this is what President Trump, this is why Republicans have been talking about doing away with the Federal Department of Education. And you can take away that bureaucracy that teachers on the left and the right have both complained about and just give that money back to the states and actually let it go to education instead of 50% of it be wasted on a federal swamp bureaucracy.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. For today, we'll see some partial sunshine at times with high temperatures approaching the mid-50s for Bozeman, closer to 60 for a high temperature for Billings. For tonight, mostly cloudy skies, lows in the mid-30s for Bozeman, but lower 40s tonight for Billings. Tuesday, dry for Bozeman, slight chance for morning shower for Billings. And that's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caro.
Securing America.
As ICE expands immigration enforcement to the Charlotte area, Trump administration border czar Tom Homan is again stressing why immigration laws are so important. He says the issue begins with a simple principle.
It's not okay to enter the country illegally. It's a crime.
Homan stressing during a recent appearance before reporters that a more secure border saves lives.
The stronger the border is, the stronger our national security is, because we now have a pretty good hand on who's coming in, what's coming in, where it's coming in, why it's coming in.
He also says that as ICE expands its operations, it will come across more migrants who believe they're safe in so-called sanctuary cities.
Rather than giving us the bad guy in the safety and security of a jail, they release him in the community. We go in the community and find him. When we find him, many times we're with others. Others in the United States illegally. Well, guess what? They're going to get arrested, too.
Class action suits have been filed claiming ICE has violated the Fourth Amendment by making warrantless arrests. Kevin Uretzky, Fox News.
Oh, man, this was hilarious. I almost forgot about this story right in the middle of Friday's Montana Talks. The Billings Gazette had a story where they were oh so concerned because Native Americans were eating bison during the Democrats' government shutdown that stopped food stamp benefits and everything. It's like, oh, no, the shock, the horror. White liberals discover that Native Americans like to eat bison. That was Friday's Montana Talks. Wait till Monday.
Whether you are buying or selling, Artie's Coins should be your first stop. Gold and silver are at an all-time high, so it's important to deal with a knowledgeable, fair, reputable, and a trusted business in Billings for over 30 years. Artie's buys and sells at a fair price. Metals are a great place to put your money. Artie's Coins, open weekdays 9 till 5, Saturdays 10 till 3 at 1944 Grand Avenue in Billings.
You can trust you'll always get more coin from Artie's Coins.
Al's Bootery and Repair has been serving the West since 1946. Al's has just passed the reins to another Billings family to continue the legacy of selling and repairing quality boots. Al's Bootery is your complete boot store with boots on two floors. Western boots, work boots, moccasins, hikers, children's sizes, ladies' purses, belts, and a knowledgeable staff. Jenny, Austin, Kaylee, Tim, Haley, and Ethan can't wait to assist you in finding the best fit. Al's Bootery, now under new ownership. 1820 First Avenue North, Billings.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Man, I was hearing that promo from Friday's show. Yeah, we had this story about the woke white liberals in the Liberal Lee newspapers. Oh my goodness, Native Americans are eating bison because of the government shutdown. The same government shutdown that they didn't want to lay at the feet of the Democrats who actually caused the government shutdown. By the way, that story I've got on our Montana Talks website right now. Journalist shocked. Native Americans in Montana eat bison. I've got another fun one for you. This one caught my eye over the weekend. A Montana newspaper is blaming your pets for climate change. Oh, we'll get into that one because it reminds me of a big story that we didn't get to on Friday morning. I don't think we got to Gavin Newsom blaming climate change for the arson. No, he's not even blaming climate change for the fires that started in California, the Palisades fire. He's blaming climate change for the fact that L.A. is doing such a horrific job at allowing people to rebuild their own homes. He's blaming that on climate change, not the failed Democrat-run L.A. government. No, he's blaming climate change. See, you just blame climate change for everything. But we'll get into those stories here. I got to go back to this Linda McMahon op-ed piece, though. She writes this, the 43-day shutdown, which came smack in the middle of the fall semester, showed every family how unnecessary the federal education bureaucracy is to their children's education. Students kept going to class. Teachers continued to get paid. There were no disruptions in sports seasons or bus routes. The shutdown proved an argument that conservatives have been making for 45 years. The U.S. Department of Education is mostly a pass-through for funds that are best managed by the states. That's why now that the government shutdown is over, we are emboldened to fulfill President Donald Trump's promise to return education to the states. To be clear, returning education to the states does not mean the end of federal support for education. It simply means the end of a centralized bureaucracy micromanaging what should be a state-led responsibility. Funding for low-income students and students with disabilities predates the Education Department and will continue indefinitely. Protecting students' civil rights is work that will never go away. These critical functions are required by law and will continue, even if the building where they are housed does not have education on the door. So anyway, this is part of what she is writing about here. In in this USA Today guest opinion column. She added this, conservatives have wanted to rein in the Department of Education since the day it was created by President Jimmy Carter in 1979 and began operating in 1980. They rightfully feared the federal encroachment on a distinctly states' rights issue. Fast forward 45 years, and our students are still paying for this failed experiment. Students can't read proficiently. America's test scores are behind the world in math and science, and college graduates are drowning in debt. Linda McMahon then adds this, the Trump administration will succeed where President Ronald Reagan and other conservative leaders did not, because we are listening to the families, business leaders, and former students who have been utterly failed by the broken status quo. The Schumer shutdown underlined just how little the Department of Education will be missed. As such, the Trump administration will work to end federal micromanagement of our schools and empower state and local leaders to create high-quality education programs that lead to a rewarding career. So that was just part of her guest opinion column in USA Today, I think just out over the weekend. Speaking of the Schumer shutdown and the Democrats' shutdown, here is a former Republican Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy. He was on with Trey Gowdy over the weekend, and Trey Gowdy asked him on Fox News, Trey Gowdy asked him, hey, what do you think the fallout's going to be for the Democrats regarding the federal government shutdown?
It ended because it really shows that the Democrats not only lost, it's the weakness of their leadership. With Schumer and Hakeem, the Democrats have an internal fighting. They should learn from Abraham Lincoln, a house divided cannot stand. It was interesting that you played that back because Republicans learned the lesson the hard way. All those clips you showed were Republicans who lost safe Republican seats. They made safe seats competitive simply by getting the wrong candidate out of the primary. Look, I take a great deal of pride that I'm the only modern-day speaker that didn't have a shutdown. And I'm the only Republican leader in modern time that always gained seats. And when we did that, we actually elected more Republican women and more minority Republicans than any time in our history. And we were able to do that because we competed in new areas that people didn't think we could. And we won because we were more competitive, we had better ideas, and we worked harder. This is a perfect opportunity for Republicans to expand the base. But it's not going to be easy. You watch what these people have been doing out in California, picking who can win before and then not letting the voters do that. I think that's bad for the nation as a whole.
Do you think it was wrong to do it in Texas?
Look, I think when I became, when Nancy Pelosi was elected speaker, I was elected Republican leader. And 4 years later, we won the majority by 5 seats. I picked up 5 more seats in California. I like competition. I'd rather have competition across. Make us get better candidates. Make us compete better. But more importantly, let the voters decide who is going to represent them. And you know what? I think it's better for you, too. If you're not doing a good job, you can get thrown out. It makes the best ideas win at the end of the day, and that's what's best for the country.
Mr. Speaker, do you think that Senator
Schumer... Let's hold it right there. Yeah, that was, of course, Kevin McCarthy on with Brian Kilmeade over the weekend. All right, quick break. We'll get to the Farm and Ranch Report. And speaking of that, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent talking beef with Maria Bartiromo.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. It's a move that's ripped from a Chicago political machine blueprint. Democratic Illinois Representative Chuy Garcia is not running for re-election, but the way Garcia went about it practically set up a coronation for his chief of staff. Garcia gave no public indication that he wasn't planning to seek re-election. He filed to run on October 27th, but he texted Senate Minority Whip Dick Durbin of Illinois that he would not run. However, his chief of staff, Patty Garcia, was in a position to know the congressman's plans. Patty Garcia filed seconds before the deadline. That left no time for any other candidate to file a challenge to her. Patty Garcia is no relation to Chuy Garcia. Critics say the congressman gamed the system, but Chuy Garcia has been involved in running a political play like this before. In fact, it's how he came to Congress in 2018. Former Democratic Illinois Representative Luis Gutierrez pulled his petitions days before the filing deadline that year. And a day later, Chuy Garcia announced his candidacy with the backing of Gutierrez. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck. Listen and subscribe.
The more you listen to your kids, the closer you'll be. So we asked kids, what do you want your parents to hear?
I feel sometimes that I'm not listened to. I would just want you to listen to me more often and evaluate situations with me and lead me towards success.
Listening is a form of love. Find resources to help you support your kids and their emotional well-being at soundedouttogether.org. That's soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Pivotal.
This is the time of the year most of us are checking off our holiday gift list. Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on that list. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every single second and alerts you to the threats you could miss yourself. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist has got to work to fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% off your first year at LifeLock.com with the promo code BECK. Terms apply.
I don't serve for the recognition. I serve the flag. The red, white, and blue, that means everything to me. And when I fly it, I know it stands for something real. My name is Megan Terry, and I serve in the U.S. Army, which is why I choose Collins Flags. Because every Collins American and military flag is made here in the USA, stitched with pride, and built to last. And they support veterans like me, because they know what these flags really mean. So if you love our service members and our country like I do, fly a flag that honors them and supports American jobs. Visit CollinsFlags.com today. American made, proudly waved.
It's time for the Daybreak Ag Report from the Western Ag Network.
Good Monday morning. I'm Wayne Nordblond. President Trump on Friday abruptly ended U.S. tariffs on beef and several other imported foods from other countries, reversing one of his hallmark trade policies amid growing concern over high grocery prices. The price of beef in grocery stores has been a particular concern for the president and said he intended to take action to try and lower the price. The president's tariff on Brazilian beef was as high as nearly 77%. By removing the beef tariffs, the administration says they aim to increase imported beef supplies, especially from Brazil and Argentina, ease price pressure in the U.S. market, and reduce trade friction ahead of new agreements with Latin American partners. Food and nutrition groups welcome the rollback, noting that import taxes were an important contributor to the supply chain costs. But ranchers in the countryside say the move to import beef from South America is not the solution. In addition to removing tariffs on foreign beef, the president signed an executive order that also removes tariffs on tea, fruit juice, cocoa, spices, bananas, oranges, tomatoes, and certain fertilizers. Some of the products covered aren't produced in the U.S., and the administration says that tariffs meant to spur domestic production had little effect, but reducing the tariffs will still likely mean lower prices for consumers, the White House added.
Ranchers, don't miss the Barry's Herford Production Sale November 24th, 1 o'clock at the ranch near Cheyenne, Wyoming, or online. Now, the Barry's cowherd summers at 8,200 feet, proving their durability in true mountain country. The bulls offered come with full feed efficiency data and were summered on grass, not pushed, so they're ready to work. This year, selling 72 bulls and 5 bred heifers with reference sires like Churchill High Noon and Churchill W4 Sherman. View videos at wherecowmenbuybulls.com and bid live at the Livestock Link.
So whether you're a new homeowner or starting your business, you can rely on Mountain West Farm Bureau Insurance Company to help you cover what matters most. Mountain West is a multi-line insurance company serving the needs of individuals, families, and businesses throughout Montana and Wyoming for over 75 years. Their mission is to provide financial peace of mind for customers with competitive quality products and services, including farm and ranch insurance, auto insurance, and investments. Their agents are your neighbors. For details, visit mfbf.org/benefits.
Montana Growers, this is Steve Sheckles. For 70 years, the Montana Grain Growers Association has stood shoulder to shoulder with producers, advocating for our farms, advancing education, and supporting vital research. I've attended 18 MGGA conventions, and this year I've pulled together my favorite parts from each one. Strong business sessions, marketing insight you could take home, and trusted weather analysis for the year ahead. Please join us in Great Falls December 2nd and 3rd. Registration is now open at mgga.org.
USDA's first major report since the shutdown show only slight adjustments for crop production. Corn yields were trimmed to 186 bushels per acre, pulling total production to 16.75 billion bushels, still a massive crop and generally bearish for prices. Soybean yields also came in projected at 53 bushels per acre, with production lowered to 4.25 billion bushels, a neutral to slightly bullish outcome. For wheat, production held steady, but ending stocks rose, keeping the tone slightly bearish. On the livestock side, USDA lowered 2025 through 26 beef production due to slower fed cattle slaughter speeds. Steer price projections were also trimmed, while pork production for both 2025 and 26 was pulled back as well, with hog prices showing little support. Big crops, mostly heavy grain supplies, and softer outlooks for cattle and hog markets in that latest USDA report. I'm Lee Northland, Western Ag Network.
It's morning in Montana. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, great report there by Lane Nordland with the Western Ag Network. He talked at length there about some of the different tariffs and some of the things that are coming off, etc. But in addition to that fine report there by Lane, Maria Bartiromo on Sunday morning futures yesterday had Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent on her program. They talked China, they talked soybeans, they talked inflation and more. Let's start. I'll get to the China and the soybeans here in just a second. But first, here is Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent specifically talking about the price of beef in particular.
The beef market is a very specialized market. It goes in long cycles, and this is the perfect storm. Again, something we inherited, and there's also, because of the mass immigration, a disease that had been we've been rid of in North America made its way up through South America. As these migrants, they have brought some of their cattle with them. So part of the problem is we've had to shut the border to Mexican beef because of this disease called the screw worm. So we're not going to let that get into our supply chain. And again, I don't want to focus on one product. It's a very important product, and we are laser focused on this issue. And the cost of living, Maria, is two parts. So we inherited this terrible inflation. We are flattening it out. I believe we're going to push it down. Energy prices are down. Interest rates are down. But the real thing that is going to happen that is going to give Americans real purchasing power increases, it's going to be through growth. We passed the one big, beautiful bill. I am also the IRS commissioner, and I can see that working Americans, thanks to the president living up to his campaign promises, no tax on tips, no tax on overtime, no tax on Social Security, deductibility of auto loans. If you buy an American car, there are going to be substantial refunds in the first quarter of 26. Working Americans will change their withholding, and they will get a bump up in their real incomes. Mm-hmm. So I would expect in the first two quarters, we are going to see the inflation curve bend down and the real income curve substantially accelerate.
All right, that was Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent. Before the Farm and Ranch report, I played the a little clip there of an interview with former Republican Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy. And Ed Nancy and Roundup sent us an email. She says, "I hate to gloat, but I was right about Kevin McCarthy all along." Yeah, you remember Nancy. When there was a handful of Republicans that were undermining the Republican majority, and in particular Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy, Nancy was calling in saying, "Hey, wait a minute, look, here's the deal." Nancy, thanks for that email. 406-294-0970 is the number for you. We got a message on the Montana Talks app from Tim in Savage. I'll share his message, plus I've got the audio to go with. When I saw this message here from Tim and Savage earlier this morning, this one came in before the show even started. Unfortunately, I'm just now checking the messages here. But Tim and Savage says this: "It's been fascinating listening to Big Mike lament just how brutal life has been for her and the horrible oppression that she continues to experience. Why is it that those who have experienced the most privilege are the first to lecture everyone else? Good question, Tim. It's because of the victimhood Olympics. See, it's much more important in today's society to be a victim or to pretend to be a victim than it is to be successful. And so pretending to be a victim by the most privileged in our society is really the height of accomplishment when you think about it. All right, for some of you, you're wondering, okay, what did Michelle Obama say that Tim in Savage is talking about? Here you go. I think this was Tommy Lahren had this over the weekend.
Bad news, Democrats. Good news, world. Michelle Obama isn't running for president anytime soon. The former first lady thinks the country is too sexist to elect her. So instead, she's hitting the lecture circuit and scolding Americans, especially men, for being so bigoted and not supporting Kamala Harris.
As we saw in this past election, sadly, we ain't ready. That's why I'm like, don't even look at me about running, because you all are lying. You're not ready for a woman. You are not. So don't waste my time. We got a lot of growing up to do. And there's still, I'm sadly, a lot of men who do not feel like they can be led by a woman. And we saw it.
But her outrage wasn't exclusive to men. She also blamed white women for something even more nefarious. Hairstyle.
Oh, boy.
Let me explain something to white people. Our hair comes out of our head naturally in a curly pattern. So when we're straightening it to follow your beauty standards, we are trapped by the straightness. That's why so many of us can't swim.
MK, I said this yesterday when we were on Will Cain's show, but I've never heard something so blatantly racist in my entire life. And anytime you start out a sentence with, dear white people, I can't imagine if that was the other way. And you said something to another group of people, another community, but she's so entitled and she's so deeply narcissistic. This is her brand now. She's on the lecture circuit, the victim circuit for life. She says she's not running. What do you think?
Yeah, there you go. Well said there by Tommy Lahren. Hey, Michelle Obama, nobody cares about your freaking hairdo or your hairstyle. Nobody cares. We care more about the fact that you and your husband destroyed health care in this country with the train wreck that is known as Obamacare. And by the way, like lecturing people about race and hairstyles, how many white people are going to try to go to the beach this winter so they can darken their skin? Oh, I guess we're supposed to pretend to be victims because, oh, give me a freaking break. You know, like, man, it's the victimhood Olympics is exactly what it is. And she thinks that she can be more of a success if she claims to be a victim.
Point. No matter where you sit on the big issues of the day, our nation is at a turning point. But maybe you are looking for a personal turning point in your life as well. You want to eat less. You want to drink less. Whatever it may be. Let me tell you about Billings Last Diet. This isn't just a program that makes you look better for a vacation during spring break. This isn't just a program that gets you skinny for that wedding photo or the 20-year reunion. This program is life-changing. This program will lead to a turning point in your personal life. Not only will you lose the weight, but it's about being around for your kids and your grandkids. It's about being healthy. I'll tell you what, Billings Last Diet, we've got listeners who've lost over 100 pounds. I lost over 33 pounds in 3 months, and people have lost weight even faster. BillingsLastDiet.com or call them right now, 406-294-6751.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver.
and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit ALZ.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Big topics, big ideas, big sky, Montana Talks.
Oh, man. Okay, so much to get to here on this Monday morning. We do have the phone lines open for you. Just got a message on the app from Tim and Savage. What? Michelle Obama is blaming hairstyles for swimming skills? What in the world? It's crazy. Absolutely crazy. All right. Anyway, I was going to play another clip from Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent on Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo. But let's move on to other topics. Bottom line, Treasury Secretary Bessent was asked by Maria Bartiromo about China and the soybeans deal. And Bessent basically talked about why he believes that China will fulfill their commitment on the purchase of U.S. soybeans. So that was one addition to the Farm and Ranch report there. All right, let's get into the climate alarmists at the Missoulian. So Friday, we were in the 9 o'clock hour of the show, we were laughing about the Billings Gazette, and they had this article where they looked like they were just so shocked that when they found out, the woke white liberals at the Billings Gazette were so shocked when they found out that Native Americans in Montana eat bison. They just were beside themselves that the government shutdown led tribes to feed their own people with bison. These woke white journalists were beside themselves on that one. Pretty comical when you look at the Facebook page. But I've got another one for you here. This is this one just came out. This is from the Missoulian. This is an actual headline in the Missoulian. Pets contribute to greenhouse gases like us. Here's how to reduce their carbon paw print. Oh, my gosh. I remember seeing a story in one of the UK publications a while back that was blaming pets for climate change. It's like, oh, here we go again. In fact, I think it was one of the woke updates of the week that we had with our friend David Noble one Thursday morning. You know, but it makes sense. I mean, if they want to blame us, if they want to blame humans for the climate that has always been changing, and they want to blame cows for the climate that has always been changing, well, your household pets apparently can't be safe either. But imagine if you're in Missoula and you're one of these climate alarmists, and you're driving around in your favorite hatchback. You're burning carbon dioxide to your favorite hiking trail. You've got three dogs in the back. And then you get this news? I mean, you refused to have kids because of climate change, and now they're telling you to ditch your beloved pets too? That's a rough life right there. That is a rough life. In fact, somebody commented when I shared this Missoulian headline on X. Somebody commented here, and you can see it on the Montana Talks website. I don't know how to pronounce their name on X, so I'm just going to read their comment here. My goodness, but what a recipe for a sad life following progressive prescriptions. Don't have children. Don't have pets. We're killing the planet. Blah, blah, blah. No wonder most are on drugs and in therapy. That was what one of the commenters on X had to say. But climate change, you know, the beauty of climate change is you can blame everything on climate change. It was Travis Kavula. You guys remember Travis Kavula? He was a character. He was a member of the Public Service Commission out of the Great Falls area. And he was just funny, really smart, really funny. But I remember once he used this phrase on the show where he said that climate change is the new my dog ate my homework excuse for the left. They just blame everything on climate change. Well, Gavin Newsom, California Governor Gavin Newsom, he is saying that the reason why Los Angeles is taking so stinking long to allow people to rebuild their homes that were destroyed by that arson fire and the Palisades fire, the reason why it's taking Los Angeles so long to rebuild all those homes It's not because of the Green New Deal garbage they're forcing on home builders. It's not because of the incompetent mayor of Los Angeles who was somewhere in the middle of Africa when they knew that there was very dangerous conditions for these fires. Nah, it has nothing to do with the fact that overregulation from the city of Los Angeles is preventing people from rebuilding their own homes. Nope, just blame climate change. This was something we had ready for you Friday morning from Laura Ingraham's program last week, but I don't think we got to it. So here you go.
He also, of course, blamed climate change for the delays in rebuilding the Pacific Palisades.
In my state included, which is one of the most blessed and cursed states as it relates to climate, we're on the tip of the spear of climate change. You saw one of the most devastating wildfires in American history in the middle of winter in Los Angeles. And as we rebuild, the number one concern people have, how do I get my home insured? And how do you get a developer to develop a home that can't get a mortgage?
Oh, yeah, he's so hands-on. He really knows the building and development world. It was just last month that we learned from one of his buddies that Governor Newsom was, quote, holed up at home with a bottle of tequila, shell-shocked and tired during the fires.
I left that part in just for fun. I don't know. Anyway, Laura Ingraham there. Let's see. It reminds me of another soundbite. She had a great segment focused on climate change. Last week, if you guys were listening in the 7 o'clock hour of the show one morning, we had a great guest, Daniel Turner, with Power the Future. And anyway, we had him on the show, and he was actually in Brazil for this COP, what is it, COP 32, whatever, COP whatever. All these climate alarmists just need to cop a seat and sit down and shut up. I mean, we're so sick of their garbage. But anyway, he was down in Brazil at this COP summit. So was Mark Morano with the Climate Depot. Mentioned we had Daniel Turner on the show. Laura had Mark Morano talking, also along with Victor Davis Hanson, talking about the COP summit and the latest climate alarmist rhetoric from down there. Oh, I think she asked Mark Morano, what was the craziest thing that you heard at the climate summit?
Wow. Well, the big thing that came out yesterday is they want to have a massive global censorship regime. The UN is on record as saying they own the science and they want to partner with Google to make sure everyone only gets search returns. And yesterday they announced a big initiative to go after climate denialism and misinformation online, and that they're trying to basically squelch debate because they know when there's debate, they lose. That and this, Laura, this is actually the biggest news of the day. This conference has no ability to use toilet paper. The UN, which wants to manage our economies 100 years from now and energy, they literally have a memo out to all delegates not to use toilet paper in the toilet. You have to put them in a special bin. They went 6 hours with world leaders having no toilet. This is a disaster. Over 100 countries didn't even bother to commit to their agenda. Yeah. And plus, they clear cut Amazon rainforest for a highway here for this conference. Victor, I mean, it's more than climate. The banner we have up is climate cultists unite. I mean, flushing themselves down the toilet. I mean, you can't flush paper, but they'll flush an economy, you know, freedom, free speech. Victor, this is nothing new to you. You have been predicting this for years. The censorship regime is here.
Yeah, I think Gavin Newsom's a reactionary. They've lost the narrative. The world has passed them by. King Gustav, no conservative, the King of Sweden, said, we only, as Europeans, commit 6% of global emissions, and yet we're ruining our economy by going to the wind and solar while all of our competitors are beating us, and they're destroying our civilization. And then Bill Gates, you know, he said, basically, I don't believe it anymore because we need energy for my AI enterprises. And then we had Mr. Altman said he needs 100
gigawatts. That's 100 new nuclear plants a year. So, and then there's Donald Trump on geostrategy saying, I need to pump oil to save the Americans the price of gas. I need to bankrupt Iran and Russia by putting cheap oil on the market. I want to help our European friends with liquid natural gas that they can afford and liquefied natural gas. So all of these geostrategic issues have just made these people look like parochial, irrelevant.
Anyway, VDH, always great. Mark Morano, that was hilarious. You know, really funny, too, about these climate alarmists. Hey, you know what? I got to change my pitch here for Billings' Last Diet. You know, you conservatives, you get it. Billings' Last Diet is the place you got to go if you want to lose weight, you want to burn the fat but maintain your muscle mass, you want to get ready for that beach trip to, you know, to darken your skin, you know, in the wintertime that we all love to do. I need to come up with a specific pitch for our liberal listeners. We've got some nice liberal listeners, too, and they need a specific pitch for Billings' Last Diet. Look, hey, you can reduce your carbon footprint. Yeah, here's how. If you get a hold of Billings' Last Diet, you'll eat less, you'll weigh less, you'll emit less, shall we say. So reduce your carbon footprint. Ah, forget about your health. Forget about losing weight for the beach vacation. You don't want to burn carbon going to the beach. Lose the weight so you can lower your carbon footprint. Come on, call Billings' Last Diet, 294-6751. Bill Clinton, biting the lip.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So Victor Davis Hanson writes this piece, and he says, very strange logic the left Democrats are making. It's that for 4 years, hyperinflation reaching 9.1% in 2022, but averaging over the Biden years 5%, Donald Trump's president, and they're going to blame him for having 2.6, 2.7 inflation for the first 10 months because he didn't arrest hyperinflation and fix all of this immediately. No, but he put in place the building blocks. That's the trillions in investments, energy policies, and everything in between. So in other words, as Victor Davis Hanson points out, they want to blame Trump for not correcting quickly enough all the horrible impact and mistakes they made on the economy. And he points out the Trump economy, what I would call right now, is a race.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
All right, holiday time is coming. That means it is high crime season, but not all crimes should be addressed the same way. We have statistics from the FBI, and that's 2022. Firearms is only necessary less than 1% of the time. Now, the burner launcher covers 99.99% of altercations with the firepower needed to incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. I carry one myself. I recommend every family concerned about safety and security have one as well. The burner compact launcher is the smallest, less lethal launcher that is concealable anywhere. Now, it may be small, but it fires powerful kinetic rounds, tear gas, that can stop an attacker cold for up to 40 minutes with a range of 60 feet, and you can confidently and effectively de-escalate any situation without using lethal force. You don't need a background check. It's legal in all 50 states. It comes straight to your door. Go to BYRNA.com and get the launcher that is right for you and your family. Emily.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. For today, we'll see some partial sunshine at times with high temperatures approaching the mid-50s for Bozeman, closer to 60 for a high temperature for Billings. For tonight, mostly cloudy skies, lows in the mid-30s for Bozeman, but lower 40s tonight for Billings. Tuesday, dry for Bozeman, slight chance for morning shower for Billings. And that's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Carroll.
42 days for what? I forget who I was listening to, but they asked that very good question. Democrats shut down the government for 42, well, officially 43 days, and for what? They wanted to give your money to illegal aliens. They put the spotlight on what a failure Obamacare is. They put a spotlight on the fraud in the food stamp program. The Democrats shut it all down. And for what? Check out that story and more. Go to MontanaTalks.com.
Trackside Auto Body is family-owned and has been trusted as Billings' best auto body shop for over 18 years. Your repairs are done right and backed by a rock-solid guarantee. When you love your car or truck, take it to Trackside Auto Body. Great service, quality repairs, and the name Billings drivers rely on. Call Trackside Auto Body today for your free collision estimate at 406-201-1182 or visit BillingsBestAutoBody.com to schedule your appointment.
At your kitchen table, every dollar counts. But in Helena, Senator McCamey voted for a 13.5% budget blowout. That's not fiscal restraint. That's government on a spending spree with your wallet. Great Falls families make tough choices every day. It's time Wendy McCamey did the same. Visit AFPMontana.com, paid for by Americans for Prosperity.
Montana Talks, uniting the Treasure State, one conversation at a time. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
Hey, speaking of carbon footprints, this one, kind of a fun story here to wrap up the 6 o'clock hour of the show with Three Forks and Manhattan. My goodness. Hey, I was watching some of the results of the high school football semifinal games over the weekend. I'll bet Tim and Savage was as well. Heck, he was probably at one of the games or calling one of the games. But anyway, Class B, Three Forks barely knocked off the Glasgow Scotties. The Glasgow Scotties were looking at their first state championship since maybe 1986 or 1987. And so, yeah, they just had an incredible season there. But Three Forks playing Manhattan in the high school Class B football state championship. And anyway, I just shared this story on Facebook, facebook.com/Flint Report. Or if you just go right to MontanaTalks.com, or if you've got the app, you'll see it right there. The Montana High School Class B football state championship isn't till Saturday, but a record has already been broken. I saw this one last night and I thought, oh, I got to get this on the Montana Talks website for Monday morning. According to Montana Class B football's Facebook page, they do a good job. Whoever's managing that Facebook page does a good job. According to the Class B football Facebook page, Saturday's game between Three Forks and Manhattan is the closest game in state history. It's always fun. Our friend Rocky Erickson always does this, during, game time. Oh, who's got the longest trip of the season? Who's got the longest trip of the I think that's what our Class B football friends were channeling. They posted this over the weekend. Quick note about the 2025 state championship game. With 12 miles separating the towns, this is the record for the closest Class B towns for a state championship game. The previous closest was Loyola, which is, of course, in Missoula, for those who don't know, at Florence, which is south of Missoula, in 2022, which was a 19-mile difference between the two teams from the two different towns. So, yeah, look at that. 12 miles separating the towns playing for the state championship. Talk about some talent there in that neck of the woods there, Three Forks and Manhattan. So there's going to be a lot of folks at that game, I'll bet, because it's a state championship game for one. And then, hey, you really have no excuse for not making the game if you're a Three Forks or Manhattan. Manhattan folks, and then I'll bet you'll get some spillover of folks from the Gallatin Valley as well. Rebecca is at Shendell, said this on the Class B Facebook page. She says, I sure hope they rent some bleachers. It is going to be well attended. Now, it's a bit more of a drive for other state football championship games. For Billings West, traveling to Glacier in Kalispell for the state AA football championship, that's a 434-mile drive. One way, of course. So, Tim, you can do the math for me on the two-way. A little under 900 miles for that one. Frenchtown gets to host Billings Central Friday night. That's a 360-mile drive for Billings Central fans for the Class A state championship Friday night. But then again, you're already in Missoula for the big Cat Grizz game on Saturday. 489 miles if you are coming from Drummond as part of the Flint Creek 8-man team. I like the name of that team, by the way. 480 miles if you are coming from Drummond as part of the Flint Creek 8-man team to take on Scobie Opon for the championship. That's how long of a drive you've got. Only a 200-mile drive if you're coming from Chester to Grass Range for the 6-man championship between Grass Range Winnett and Chester Joplin Inverness. CJI, I think, is how they call it there. So they've got a 1 p.m. game on Saturday in Grass Range. I've got all the brackets, everything listed, those mileage numbers. Kind of fun to look at there. Go to MontanaTalks.com. So not only do we have some fun with the liberal media mob and bison meat and blaming your pets for climate change, but we've got some fun facts for the state football championships as well.
From the Mattress Firm studio, this is KBUL News Talk AM 970 and 103.3 FM, home of Montana Talks with Aaron Flint and the biggest names in talk radio 24 hours a day.
All right, son. Time to put out this campfire.
Dad, we learned about this in school.
Oh, did you now? Okay. What's first?
Smokey Bear said to.
First, drown it with a bucket of water. Then stir it with a shovel.
Wow. You sound just like him.
Then he said.
If it's still warm, then do it again.
Where can I learn all this?
It's all on SmokeyBear.com with other wildfire prevention tips. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. And with your help, together we can end hunger. Join the movement at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.